Hello and welcome to October 2018, day 21. And the theme today is, or the question today is, what music would it be best for a newborn infant to hear? And I have a few ideas about this that I'd like to share with you. And the first one is that babies, while in the womb, hear music already. So newborn infants are not hearing music for the first time. And I think two things are worth considering. What music has the baby been used to while in the womb, while growing and developing? And I don't actually know where hearing comes in the sort of chronology, at what age a baby starts to be able to hear. I could look it up on the internet. Maybe I once knew, but I've certainly forgotten. But that would be very valuable. We all like music we've heard before. I know that we're open to new music, but if I think back on the music that I still love from my teenage years, that's still a very strong influence in my life. So I would say give a baby music that they're familiar with one caveat, one consideration, and it is that the music should be ideally life-enhancing. Now, goodness knows what it means to you if I say to you, the music should be life-enhancing, it should be familiar, and should be life enhancing. Because no doubt you have been playing, or somebody who is pregnant with a baby has been playing what they regard as life enhancing music. I mean, unless, of course, they were playing some, let us say, suppose they were playing So Long Marianne by that wonderful Canadian Leonard Cohen. Would that be life enhancing? Well, this is the one that my daughter heard. So, all through her pregnancy.
A Sunday morning, how I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat.
I can remember feeling her kicking to this music. Well, it got to number one in the charts. So, I mean, that's pretty good in the UK charts in 2005, I think. Let me just see here. I've got it has sold 1.2 million copies. So maybe a whole, and it's the third best-selling single of the 2000s in the UK. Wow. Well, I don't. Anyway, it's became the UK's best-selling single of 2005, and there it is by Tony Christie. Yeah, Tony Christie. Wow, I remember that. Loved it myself. Amarillo. There is a candidate in my mind, and I reckon that if, let's be hypothetical, if I was to have another child, this record would be seriously considered. Happy by Pharrell Williams. Remember this one? There's a seaside village in the west of Ireland called Ballybunion, and the seaside village made a YouTube video about itself and involved all sorts of people, including the police and nurses and people working in hotels, and they made the video and used Happy as to show themselves singing this, and it was terrific. It was terrific. And I'm just wondering if I can find it to tell you a little bit more about Pharrell Williams's song, because I can't remember anything about it except that I think it's a real life enhancing piece of music. Isn't it good? Isn't it? Wouldn't you say it's very good? I just think that it's very hard to beat this song when you see a whole lot of people happy, dancing around and trying to project an image of its own village. So what can I tell you about Pharrell Williams and Happy? I'm going to check it out. Happy by Williams, I'm going to call it, and see if I can get to you more quickly by this. I'm going to leave out the first name and see where it goes to. I imagine that, I don't know who wrote the song. The lyrics are, because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. Ah, yeah, it's lovely. Piece of music. Don't know who wrote the, well, I'm going to tell you in a second who wrote the who wrote the music for it, and take it from there. But I'm taking me a little while to find it, so let's see here. It ought to be available here. It's a song written and produced by Pharrell Williams, an American singer. And it's from the Despicable Me 2 soundtrack album. It's the lead song from his second studio album, Girl, 2014, first released in 2013. All of those, and the song, highly successful, got to number one in the United States, the UK, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, and 19 other countries. Best-selling song of 2014 in the United States, with 6.45 million copies sold in the year. 1.5 million copies sold in the UK. Anyway, there it got to number one on a record-setting three separate occasions and became the most downloaded song of all time. This is certainly quite a good song, isn't it? The 8th highest selling single of all time in the UK. So there we are. There we are. That's it. I'll just play you a tiny bit more of Happy, because it makes me happy. Mind you, maybe that's the baby in me. Thank you for listening to October 2018, day 21. This is Paul Amani saying, hoping to see you tomorrow. Bye for now.